he's so positive and just keep, he occupies his times with things that make him happy. And it just seems I think he might have one of the best quality of life and positive life outlooks of anyone I've ever met. I mean, truly, Big Fatty, you grab the washcloth of life and you wring the shit out of it and you smile and you're happy while you're doing it. And it just, it's uplifting and always a joy to hear you go through your day and just, and pick out the little things that made you happy about it or that just made you smile. Just, it's just a true pleasure, honestly.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, you grab the washcloth and you wring the shit out of it.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is Fat One and this is episode 3706 of BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 19th of April 2022, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I guess now I'll tell you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Camisolas, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you Camisolas, because, you know, here it is, the 19th of April, and y'all, we're heading down into the 40s Monday night and to I say Tuesday night and y'all that just yes Big Fatty, that just means that you'll be able to open the windows up and you'll be able to sleep very well in the love chamber. Well, you know Big Fatty, it's always a risk to leave the windows open because you know that. Whitman Tinka, he likes to slip in. Well, Whitman Tinka can slip into me. Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. I guess I'm going to tell you about the weekend now since yesterday's little show was all about that Paul Bundy. And I mean, yes, Big Fatty, he's, yes. Let's see. Mr. Pickle. It was Mr. Pickle's final Friday at Fatty's. And we were also... celebrating Durwood's celebration of exiting the birth canal and young Nicholas, a belated celebration for him. And y'all, you know, we don't really do birthdays per se, but you know, sometimes you have to get the young'uns a little something. Oh yes, Big Freddy, yes, yes, yes. And anyway, spent the afternoon, I will tell you, this past weekend, I did a lot of catching up on things on the TV machine. I'm all caught up on The Good Doctor, and I'm all caught up on A Million Little Things. And, y'all, I'm just delighted, I tell you, to have those under my belt. And, y'all, those are so good, so good. If you don't watch them, you're missing something that Big Fatty really enjoys. Oh yes, Big Fatty, maybe one of the lurkers likes to watch those and they would like to call in and tell you. Well, it is Lurker Week, but I think I told you that I sent my shoes back because I just didn't like the way they looked. Those were my kind of dressy shoes, and y'all, I received as of Monday afternoon a notification that the shoes have been received, and I have received a full refund for that. But y'all, I think I told you this, that I had ordered a pair of the tennis shoes, the walking shoes from the Ortho Feet. And y'all, by the way, young Nicholas, Friday night, he showed me his new work shoes, and he bought him a pair of the Ortho Feet also. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, my tennis shoes came in on Saturday, but anyway, back to Friday. Y'all, we had brofkas for supper, and y'all, it was just a lovely evening, and y'all, we all got together, and you know, before everybody started heading out, we took a picture of the group, and Big Fatty printed up a copy of that picture. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the old people love the printed picture, and I put it in a frame, in the chamber. And y'all, the Atlanta Braves have been playing out there in the San Diego. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Dr. Stone probably should have gone to check that out instead of looking for the half-price Easter candies. Yes, Dr. Stone said that they didn't have shit for Easter candy on Saturday, and so half off shit is still shit. So, y'all, several people over the weekend also got their fourth shot. I know the Mr. Tim Kumal got his, and I think Francie got hers, and the Laughing Buddha, I believe, got his. And there's probably others. Oh, Big Fatty, maybe one of the lurkers got their fourth shot and call in and tell you. Well, maybe, because, you know, it is Lurker Week. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Saturday, it was just a quiet day. I don't think I did much of anything. Oh, y'all, I do have one little shopping tip. Y'all, if you shop at the Kohl's, you know, they have discounts for a certain amount of time, and that time usually ends on a Sunday. But because it was Easter Sunday, it ended on Saturday this past week. And y'all, on the last day of the sale, many times, most of the time, They will send you an e-letter saying, "Oh, you've got a mystery saving." And y'all, if you had a 15%, then the mystery saving is a 20%. If it was a 20, you get a 30%. And if it was a 30, you get 40%. Well, y'all, Big Fatty had 40%. So y'all, I decided that I wanted to get some new cushions for the furniture on the veranda at the villa. Y'all, the other things I got at the at-home store, and y'all, they're okay, but they're just okay. I hadn't been as happy with them as I had hoped to be, but y'all, the Kohl's had first of all, the outdoor cushions were on sale. And 40% off, plus you didn't win nothing. You got the $10 in the Kohl's cash for every $50 you spent. So y'all, I ordered me up new cushions for the glider and the two armchairs on the and y'all, free shipping on the veranda. And so y'all, they're going to be coming, I think, this weekend or the first of next week. So y'all, I'm very, very excited about that. And I got the Kohl's cash, and that didn't start until Sunday. And y'all, woke up Sunday morning, and all the Easter Bunny has hopped into your Kohl's e-letter box, and y'all giving me 25% off. So y'all, there's been a picture on there of it's a color, kind of a watercolory. Well, it's not really, well, kind of watercolory, but it's bolder. It's not pastel-y. of a canal in Amsterdam. And you know, Big Fatty loves the Amsterdam. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Yahoo! But anyway, I've been eyeing it for a while. And y'all, it's on closeout now. And so it was marked down 50%. And then if you bought it online during the closeout, they gave you another 20% off, plus 25% off with the Easter Bunny coupon, plus the Kohl's cash. So y'all, I'm getting the picture for $18 and free shipping. And y'all, I kind of held back on that because I thought I might get that picture this coming week when the Kohl's cash was active. And I got that, and that's going to be coming this way. Also, Big Fatty, you love a coupon. I do. Y'all, Friday night, Durwood says, recorder, do you have an interest in being a season subscriber to the Best of Broadway? Oh, Big Fatty, it's like having Alex Lefevre at your side. I had looked at it, but I had kind of put it aside and wasn't quite sure that I was interested or not. But when Durwood said, and I had talked to the Nip about this also, and I think we both kind of talked each other out of it. Y'all, the five shows were the Alexander Hamilton and the Annie. That, you know, those are those children in the orphanage, and what's the next one? Is it? Oh, it's the Dear Evan Hansen. Oh yes, Big Fatty, that is the Mr. Mike Lawson Halloween-y costume. Yes, and then the Disney's Aladdin, and then the Jesus Christ. Who do you think you are, superstar? I've seen Annie. Aladdin and Dear Evan Hansen were really the two that I wanted to see. But Durwood says, well, I'd like to do that, but I don't want to do it by myself. I said, well, I'd be interested in that. And the Nip, you don't want to do it with me, but you'll do it with Durwood. I said, no, that's not it. You know, the Nip is not sure what he's going to be doing, if he's even going to be in Charleston for a while. I said that, and Durwood gave me the money, and y'all, plus if you got a season ticket, free parking. Oh, Big Fatty, a coupon. And Durwood gave me his money. And y'all, I think for the five shows, it was like, it was less than $100 a show. Y'all, there's not a bad seat in the house where we saw The Price is Right live with Paul Bundy. And I said I would go online and check out the different availability. And y'all, they have five performances of each show. You can go Friday night, Saturday night, or Sunday night, or Saturday or Sunday matinees. And y'all, the best tickets, the best tickets were already taken, but the best of what was left, there was a group of three tickets in the main orchestra level, three rows from the back. But y'all, I mean, it's not bad and towards the center. And so the Nip decided that he would go ahead and join us. And if he moved, he'd just give the tickets away. So, y'all, I ordered us tickets to the Best of Broadway. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. they'll be coming in soon, hopefully. Y'all, the Hatlanta Braves were on the Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. You know, that's the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network. And I don't think I stayed up to see the end of that. In fact, I don't think I saw if they won or not. But anyway, they played Saturday and beat the crap out of the Padres. Oh, Big Fatty, you should be more. They should be more kinder to the clergy. But anyway. I cooked me a head of cabbage, and I cooked me some Brussels sprouts. Yes, Big Fatty, everybody that walks through the door knows it too. And I had that and some of my Easter ham for my Easter Sunday meal. And it really has been a quiet weekend. We did not record the LFC. Oh, Big Fatty, it was if prayers were answered. No, but we're recording Monday night. Oh, never mind. But anyway, Sunday night, slept like a baby. But y'all, during the night, I heard voices. Oh, Big Fatty, you know the Hatterina. I heard voices as she was nearing end of life before she went to assisted living. It's true. But what was happening? Y'all, evidently the power went out because we're having rain overnight on Sunday night. heavy rain, and y'all, evidently the power flickered or something like that. And y'all, when it did that, it it activated my sound bar, which is hooked directly into the TiVo, and you know the TiVo's always on because it's recording things that even when the TV machine is off. And y'all, I kept hearing these voices, and I got up and came, and I figured out it was coming out of the sound bar, and I turned it off, went back to bed, and went back to sleep, and y'all, it happened again, and I went, oh, Big Fatty, they're coming to get you. Anyway, woke up on Monday morning, and y'all, sure enough, the microwave and the stove clock were flashing, so I knew the power had gone off. And y'all, it was when I went back to sleep the second time, I looked at the clock, and y'all, it was just 5:20. Oh, Big Fatty, I went back to sleep. I didn't get out of the love chamber until about 20 minutes to 8, I think, Miss Gail King, of course, had started without me, and, I saw my neighbors, with the newborn, and y'all, I had gotten them a little, I think I may have told you about this, I had gotten them a baby gift that I gave them. Y'all, it was the Scrabble tiles of, like a 6x6 Scrabble tile, I guess 6x5, of their son's name. And I saw them, and they were just so thankful of all that. And y'all, they brought me hummingbird cake, Big Fatty. And y'all, that was my weekend. Oh, dear gussy, Big Fatty, how many hummingbirds does it require for that cake? It's kind of a spice cake with bananas and pineapple and coconut and cream cheese frosting. Oh, Big Fatty, I may have just touched myself. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, Hortensia's coming today. And so that'll be good. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Tastes Like Burning Tim. And Tim, could you give any advice after a gentleman caller?
Big Fatty, you grab the washcloth and you wring the shit out of it.
Big Fatty, is he referring to like the lack of Easter candies that Dr. Stone has?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.